Well, it's good to be in the house of the Lord today. And it's even better to be the house of the Lord. We are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And we're standing on the promises of God. From 2 Corinthians chapter 9, 8, just the first phrase of this verse. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 8. That's verse 9. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you. Say that with me. My God has the ability to make all grace abound toward me. The word abound means to exceed. It means to overflow. It means to have more than enough. We could say it also means to flourish. Amen. So grace is not just the unmerited favor of God. It is His empowering favor upon your life. And the grace of God positions every one of us to abound spirit, soul, body, relationally, and even financially. See, the Bible makes it very clear that there is an abundance of grace that is available to us. We see that verse in Romans 5:17, which says, "For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more those who receive now the abundance of grace." The abundance of grace. So we see there's a bunch of grace available. And of course, the gift of righteousness shall reign as kings in life through the Lord Jesus Christ. Reign as kings in life. Amen. I like that. The kind of life that Jesus came to give us. We know that the thief is ugly. We know that he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But we're not centering in on him today. We're centering in on Jesus. Come on, everyone, say Jesus. But Jesus said, "I have come that you might have and enjoy life to the full until it overflows." The overflowing kind of life is yours. When that life gets into your spirit, it will affect every area of your life. Woo, shout it with me. I got the life of God in me. I've got His life. I've got His nature. I've got His ability. I got the life of God in me. Woo, glory to God. In Him was life. And the life was the light of men. You are in Him. He is in you. So if you're in Him and He is in you is the life of God. Glory to God. And this life will be made manifest in every area of our life. Amen. So God's grace then is the foundation for flourishing. And there's different areas or different facets, if you will, that we can flourish through the grace of God. I mean, just like electricity. How many of you made your coffee today and used electricity? How many of you did some laundry yesterday and used some electricity? Amen. How many of you popped something in the microwave like buttered popcorn and used your electricity? Those are different facets of electricity. Just like that, there's different facets of the grace of God. And we're going to just center in on one of them this morning. But before I do, I just want to remind you that there is something called saving grace. Yes. For by grace we are saved through faith. It's not of ourselves. It is the gift of God. Yeah. And it is not of works, lest any man should boast. Saving grace is the starting point. It delivers you from sin. It delivers you from your old self and brings into your life a new self, a new creation, a new kind of righteousness. Hey, there's a new thing coming to me today. I said there's a new thing coming to me today. Glory to God. You are a new species that has never existed before. Now, what we want to center in on today is what we just sang about. Standing grace. The grace of God that imparts His strength into us. His grace is your strength. Point at yourself and say, His grace, it is my strength. Look at your neighbor and says, His grace, it is your strength. God places a high premium on strength. And strength begins in your heart. It manifests down here, but it will also affect your mind. Amen. and it will affect your body. Paul prayed for the church at Ephesus. In Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16, think of all the prayers that he could have prayed. But in Ephesians 1, 17 through 23, and Ephesians 3, 14 through 21, these are the mainstays of what the apostle Paul prayed. Ephesians 3, 16, let's read it together. May he grant you out of the rich treasury of his glory to be strengthened and reinforced with mighty power in the inner man by the Holy Spirit himself indwelling your inmost personality and being. Now notice that. Reinforce with mighty power in the inner man. Strengthened with all might according to his glorious power. In the inner man. In your spirit man. If Paul prayed that for the church at Ephesus, we can pray that for ourselves. We can pray that for one another. Oh, glory to God. And as we do, there will be an infilling that will take place on a daily basis. You will be filled with all the fullness of God. You will experience the richest measure of his divine presence. And you will become a person wholly filled and flooded with love himself. Paul prayed a similar prayer to the church at Colossae in chapter 1 and verse 11 in the NLT. It says, we pray also that you will be strengthened with his glorious power so that you will have all the endurance and patience that you need. This strength in the inner man will affect your patience. It will give you endurance in the tough times. And then he says, and may you be filled with all joy or joyfulness. Amen. When his strength goes into your spirit, it will affect all the issues of your life. And there are issues that we face. There are things that we face on a regular basis and a daily basis, but God's grace strengthens us in the midst of it. You see, the Bible says that out of your heart will flow the issues of life. This strength is in your heart. And so when you get serious about declaring his strength in your inner man, and when you get serious about saying that you're no longer going from weakness to weakness, but you are going from strength to strength. When you get serious about declaring the joy of the Lord is your strength. It will literally change your life. Out of your inner man flows the issues of life. The issues of life, faith, wisdom, righteousness, strength. Grace. Out of your inner man will flow these issues of life that he has so graciously placed on the inside of you. And it will affect the issues that you are facing in life. Glory to God. You got greater issues in you than the issues you're facing out here. Yay, greater is he. Come on, somebody. Now this might be going on and that might be going on and might be the washer, might be the dryer, maybe the kids getting in beyond curfew. It might be a stack of bills. It might be a bad report from the doctor, this or that, whatever the case might be. Know this, that you can be strengthened every day by his spirit in your inner man. He will keep you strong. He will give you the ability to endure and not to cave in and not to fall apart. For he upholds all things by the word of his power. He upholds those who diligently seek him. He upholds those who diligently speak his word over their lives. Give your master something to work with. Glory to God. For is it true or is it not? Faith-filled words will dominate the laws of sin and death. So whatever may be going on, you're being strengthened daily by His Spirit in the inner man. He will keep you strong. He will keep you strong. You see, in Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 14, the King James Version says this: the spirit of a man will do what? So understand this, the spirit of man will sustain his infirmity. Now that word infirmity there literally means weakness. See, weakness is not the will of God. The opposite of weakness is strength. So the spirit of man, the Amplified says, the strong spirit of a man will sustain him in a time of weakness. There is sustaining power in your inner man by the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Amplified says, and read it with me, ready, read. Proverbs 18, 14, ready, read. The strong spirit of a man sustains him in bodily pain. Amen. The strong spirit of a man. How strong is your spirit? Your spirit is as strong as you let it be. Your spirit can be stronger today than it was yesterday. Amen. How strong is your spirit? Notice what he says. He will sustain us in bodily pain. That's one area of his sustaining power. But notice he also says any trouble. So the strong spirit of man sustains us in whatever we may face and whatever may come our way. And that's good preaching. His strength is sufficient. His strength will hold you steady. His strength will keep you from caving in. How many of you believe with all of your heart that this is our reaping season? This is our reaping season. This is our receiving season. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. And if you've been sowing the right seed, and if you have been faithful like we talked about last week, you are a candidate to flourish. Sowing the right seeds week after week, year after year, decade after decade. It is our reaping season. And I'm telling you, God wants you to reap. He wants every one of us in this house to reap a mighty harvest of blessing. Now there's a caveat to this. And it's found in Galatians, the 6th chapter and the 19th verse, or 9th verse. It says there, let us not grow weary.
That's right. Come on now.
Another way we could say it is, let us not grow weak. Let us not grow weary in well doing. I got a word for you. Many of you are doing well. Some of you could do better. It's like a word we got from Brother Hagin many years ago. I was sitting on the front row in San Jose, California. He was giving a lot of words out that night, and some of them weren't so hot. He walked up to one brother, and he said, trouble, problems, problems, problems. He walked up to another guy and says, your problem is your big flesh. And he says, there's plenty to deal with there. And so I'm starting to look at for coins on the floor because, you know, I mean, I'm looking for nickels and dimes, you know, because he's walking over to our side. And he calls Brent and I up. He says, you're doing quite well, but you could do better. And he says, and you will, for the Lord will help you. And the vision shall be fulfilled. Glory to God. So, many of us are doing well. Some of us could do better. But do you desire to do better? Are you fed up with mediocrity? And do you want to excel in life? Do you want to surpass the mediocrity of this age and excel for the kingdom and for the glory of God? Woo! Glory to God. So he said, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap. Now here's the caveat. I think that's a good word. If we what? If we faint not. If we don't get weary and throw in the towel and quit, you will reap if you won't faint. And God has given us the answer to not fainting. You don't have to faint. Even the youths, the Bible says, shall faint and be weary. And the young men shall utterly fail. But hey, they that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings. Come on, somebody. Wings as eagles. Yes. They shall run. Hey. And not be weary. And they'll keep walking by faith. And they'll keep walking in the Spirit. And they'll keep walking in love. And they'll keep walking in wisdom. They'll keep walking circumspectly. They'll keep walking worthy of the call wherewith they have been called. They'll keep walking and they will not faint. Woo! Glory to God! So let's do that. Let's do that in our midnight hours. What do you say we do that when it's in season and out season?
Amen. Yeah.
Amen. What do you say we take more time for Him?
Hallelujah. Yeah.
And just wait on Him. And let Him exchange our strength for His strength. Somebody say, oh, that's the grace of God. Now, let me just say this to you this morning. Reaping brings glory to God. Now, there are things, as I said earlier, that come against us that will try to neutralize our strength. It's the enemy's, if you will, kryptonite. It's the kryptonite trying to bring the strength out of us. Some of those things which are worry.
Oh, sure.
Other things are bills. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? How are we going to make it? Those things want to extract His strength out of us, but there is an inner working happening in your heart. There's an inner working happening down here. Amen? And this strength then can rise up on the inside of us and sustain us in a time of trouble. I'm telling you, there's strength in His Word. There's strength in His Word. But did you know that if you're only in the Word one day a week, you are weak? I just heard the organ right there. You need to eat. Anybody ever just been hungry? You know, Brenda grew up on a farm and they know how to feed their family. I can remember coming home from work one day after being married for a week. She had a 6-course meal sent on the table. She was trained right. And I said, who else is coming to dinner? And she says, with that sweet little smile and that little country accent, I made it just for you. Woo. Well, Jesus is knocking at the door. He says, let me come in. Let's have supper. You need to eat. Here's a 6-course meal. I prepared it for you. It's in the presence of your enemies. Here's the bread, the children's bread, the healing bread. Here's that joy of jug. Hallelujah. Here's that platter of peace. Glory to God. So come to the table and eat. You need to eat. Say it with me. I need to eat. I need to be fed. So let His Word build you up. And let it strengthen you. That's one way. Waiting on the Lord is another way that you can be strengthened. Praying in the Holy Ghost is another way that you can be strengthened. But you, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, make progress by praying in the Holy Ghost. Rise up like an edifice. Higher and higher. That's where we're going. Now, we don't need to wait till we get to heaven to go higher. We can go higher right now. Whoo, glory to God. In Ephesians, the 6th chapter and the 10th verse, notice this verse with me. This is so powerful. He said, in conclusion, be strong. That's almost like a commandment, isn't it? In conclusion, be strong. In light of everything that I've already said to you in chapters 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and verse 6, right up to verse 10, I want you to be strong in the Lord. Then he said, be empowered through your union with me. That union with him means abiding in him. And his word abiding in you. It means living in him and him living in you. I love that verse. In him we live and move and have our being. So he says, you will be empowered and you will be strengthened through your ongoing union with me. Read the rest with me. Draw your strength from him, that strength which his boundless might provides. Aren't you glad there's a provision for strength? There's a provision for strength through the word, through waiting on him, through praying in the Holy Ghost, and through our union with him. Glory to God. And so we have access into this grace, which strengthens us and enables us to stand. Notice with me in Romans chapter 5, verse 1 and 2, it says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? Through him also we have access by what? So the way to access this grace is with your faith. We have access into this grace in which we do what? In which we stand. So there's this standing grace, and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. So this standing grace, if you will, helps us, praise God, from being defeated. It keeps us from being defeated. It brings stability into our lives during the seasons of life. So standing grace, what this does, it will help us stand firm, amen, endure trials and testing. It is the grace of God and standing in this grace that makes you unshakable in your identity and in your position. Glory to God. I think we ought to just take a praise break right now. Hallelujah. Are you happy for the grace of God? Hallelujah. Now, Paul addressing young Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1, he says, thou therefore, my son, be what? We can do a little bit better than that. Be what? Be strong in the grace that is in your education. Be strong in the grace that is in your checking account. No. Be strong in your grace by your relationships with others. No. Be strong in the grace that is only to be found in Christ Jesus.
In Christ Jesus. Amen.
This grace is only in Him. Oh, glory to God. It's in Christ. And you're in Christ. Say it with me real strong. His grace is my strength. Now, when you get an understanding of this and this begins to work in your life, Philippians 4:13 will become a reality. This is something that God will do in you and through you. I like the Apostle Paul, how he said this. He said, I have strength for all things. Where?
In Christ.
I have strength for all things who empowers me in Christ.
Yeah,
read the rest with me. Make this confession today. I am ready for anything and equal to anything through Him who infuses inner strength into me. I am self-sufficient.
Glory to God.
Amen.
I know many of your stories. I know what many of you have been through. And you have made it through. He's brought you a mighty long way. He's brought you through family tragedy. He's brought you through physical ailments. He is a God who brings His people through. When they access His grace with the faith of God. Let me tell you something. If He has brought you through thus far, no matter what the future may hold, you can be confident of this very thing, that He's going to do it again and again and again. Now, the reason why we say He's going to do it again and again and again emphatically is because He's already done it. We should not try to get God to do something that He's already done. You know, recently I was meditating on some things concerning healing. And this phrase came into my spirit. It's already done. It's already done. I don't have to strive to get Him to do what He's already done. All I've got to do is receive what He's already done. Woo, glory to God. I'm walking around the house saying, it's already done. It's already been. It's an accomplished fact. It is finished. Glory to God. You know what that will do? That will save you from a lot of fleshly work. We just got to confess harder. You know, if you're confessing the word like this, you look like you're angry. And there's no peace there. Just rest. Rest in the finished works of Christ. Rest in your salvation. Rest in your healing. Rest in your provision. Come on, somebody. Rest in your forgiveness, that the past is history. Stop tormenting yourself over past mistakes and start resting in the finished works of Christ. Woo, glory to God. Stop beating yourself up. Stop condemning yourself and enter into the rest of your righteousness. Glory to God. Enter into the rest that you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
I'm about to preach myself happy up in here. Woo, glory to God. There is a rest that remaineth for the people of God. Some could not enter in because of their unbelief. But we enter in because it has been done. Say with me, it is done. It is finished. Hallelujah. So standing grace is strengthening, it is sustaining, and it is sufficient. I want you to say that. Standing grace, it is sufficient, it is sustaining, and it is strengthening me right now. So let us therefore come boldly. Let us therefore come confidently. With a sense of belonging. With a sense that He is our Father. and we are His sons. We are His daughters. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace. You do not find judgment at His throne. Not for a child of God. You find grace in the throne room. And I don't have to wait, and you don't have to wait to get to heaven before we go to the throne of grace. The throne of grace is open unto everyone that will call upon the name of the Lord. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy. Anybody ever needed a little mercy up in here? That we may obtain mercy and find grace in help in our time of need. Hallelujah. Oh, I like it, don't you? Listen to this. His grace is your help. His grace is my help. And of His fullness have we all received. Grace upon grace. Blessing upon blessing. Favor upon favor. His grace is our help. So don't stay away from the throne. That's where your help is.
Hallelujah.
Don't run from God, run to Him. That's where your help is. That's where your strength is. That's where your promotion is. Glory to God. That's where your overcoming is. Let us therefore come boldly. Let us therefore come confidently to the throne of grace. Amen, amen, amen. The YLT says it this way. We may come near then with freedom to the throne of the grace, that we may receive kindness and find grace. I like this, for seasonable help. For seasonable help. Whatever season you're in, His grace is sufficient. His grace sustains you. The Apostle Paul knew about that, didn't he? In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 through 10, we know that there was an attack of Satan coming against Paul because of the great revelation that the Holy Spirit had given him concerning who you are, where you are, and what you have in Christ. And Paul was getting this revelation, and he was writing it down, and Satan didn't like it. And how many of you know that persecution ariseth for what?
The word's
sake. He wanted to take that word out of Paul before you and I got it. But ha-ha, devil, we got it. We got it. We got it. We got the word. But notice, that's the context. In verse 7, lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me. It didn't say it was a messenger of God. It said it was a messenger of Satan. Amen. Lest I should be exalted above measure. Now notice this. For this thing, I besought the Lord three times that it might depart from me. Notice the Lord's answer. And He said unto me, my grace is sufficient for you. He said that to Paul, and He's saying that to all of us today in this auditorium. And He's saying that to everyone that's online watching right now, who watches in the future, His grace is sufficient for you. Then the Lord kept on and said, for my strength is made perfect in your weakness. Don't you love that? My strength is made perfect in your infirmity. It's a perfect fit of grace and strength in the season you're in. It's made perfect. And Paul's answer was this. Wow, well, more gladly, therefore, will I glory in my weaknesses that the power of Christ may rest upon me. When you enter into rest, you can expect His rest to come upon you. When you enter into rest down here, it will radiate through you and it will come upon you. I like it. Now, I love how in verse 10 it says, therefore, I take pleasures in infirmities, in reproaches and necessities and persecutions and distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, when I am weak, woo, glory to God. When I am weak, I am strong. Amplified says, therefore, I will all the more gladly glory in my weakness and infirmities, that the strength and power of Christ the Messiah may rest, yes, may pitch a tent over and dwell upon me. Oh, thank God for His grace. Let's start thanking God for His grace right now. Glory to God. Glory to God. Ha ha. Do not frustrate the grace of God, thinking that you will only obtain it by living better. Know this, that my grace will also sanctify you. My grace will set you apart. My grace will make you more Christ-like. So stop striving and stop thinking that you need to live better and live in a way that is manufactured by the flesh. Know this, that my sustaining grace, my sanctifying grace will enable you to walk in Christ's likeness, will enable you to walk in holiness. It will set you apart. It will strengthen you. It'll set you apart and set your foot upon a rock. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's pray a little bit. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Woo, glory, 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 glory. So standing grace keeps you anchored so your life can blossom and flourish. Regardless of circumstances. Amen. Did you get anything this morning? Let's all stand to our feet. Amen. Thank God for His word. Amen. And here's what I want to do before that we close this morning. As Pastor Tom and the team comes, I want us all to pray this for ourselves. Amen. And then I want us to pray for the people around us. And what we're going to ask you to do is pull up Colossians chapter 1 and verse 11, if you will. Amen? Glory to God. I speak a word of strength over you. Glory to God. Glory to God. No more getting wobbly. No more emotional wobbliness. Amen? Paul said, endure hardness as a good soldier. Be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Let's put our hands over our heart and pray this together. I pray that I will be strengthened with all of His glorious power, and that I will have the endurance and the patience that I need. May I be filled with all joy, for the joy of the Lord is strengthening me right now. As I come boldly to the throne of grace, as I maintain my union with Him, as I live in the presence of the Lord, there's a fullness of joy. There's a fullness of strength. Strengthen me, I pray. Fill me, I pray, with all the fullness of God. Now I pray for those that are around me. I'm asking you to do the very same thing. I'm asking you to strengthen my brother. I'm asking you to strengthen my sister in the name of Jesus with all glorious power. Glory to God that we may endure the difficult times, and that we may operate in the patience of God. And fill us, O God. Fill us, O Lord, with all joy. Fill us, O Lord, with all peace and hope. In the name of Jesus. And say with me, I believe that I receive it now. Amen. You know where we're going? Somebody says we're going home. No, not yet. In a few minutes. But you know where we're going? We're going higher. Amen. We're going higher. Well, where are you going today, Pastor Mark? I'm going higher. Somebody said, you're going to get high? No, 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 no. I'm already raised up together with Him in heavenly places. I'm already right next to the Most High. But I'm just going to go higher. Where are we going? We're going higher. We're going further in the grace of God. Say with me, I'm going higher. I am going from grace to grace. I am going from strength to strength. And I am going from faith to faith. And I am going from glory to glory. That's it right there. There's a fresh anointing. There's a fresh anointing in the house today. You don't have to have hands laid on you. Just lift up your hands. Say, I receive a fresh anointing. I receive new strength for this new day. There's a bright cloud coming. And it's full of rain. There's a cloud coming. And it's full of rain. In these last days, I shall be anointed with new strength, new grace, new empowerment. Yea, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me today. He's strengthening me today with mighty power by the Holy Ghost in the inner man. Ooh, somebody shout. Somebody give Him praise. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Where it seemed like you couldn't run, but now today you can hardly keep from running. When it seemed like you were down for the 9 count and the 10 count, all of a sudden the Holy Ghost came upon you and lifted your feet upon a rock. When it seemed like it was over and it was done, the Spirit of the Lord came upon you and said, "It is finished, son."